The ruling hinges on the authority of a Securities Bureau hearing officer and if he had the power to impose precise operating standards on the former local government center that aren't spelled out in law. The local government center, which provides insurance to cities and towns, contends hearing officer Don Mitchell violated its rights in a 2012 order compelling it to return money to its members and for its property and liability trust to repay its health trust $17.1 million. The LGC's main argument is that the laws governing risk pools don't spell out the standards Mitchell imposed in his order. This legal battle has been going on since 2009. Last year, the local government center reorganized. It did so in part to satisfy regulators. It also hired then-Senate President Peter Bragdon to a one-year contract to oversee its risk pools. Bragdon and the LGC board originally planned for Bragdon to keep leading the Senate while collecting an LGC salary. Amid criticism, Bragdon stepped down as Senate president, but he kept his District 11 seat and his LGC job. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.